Friedman in for Mike Malloy all night long. Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative journalist blogger from bradblog.com. Glad you can be with us. We're going to be with you tonight, tomorrow, Friday, tomorrow night. Join us for the debate. Right afterwards, we're going to have a bloggers roundtable in studio. Marcy Wheeler from Empty Wheel is going to join us. David Dayan from Digby and Calitix. Mark Danziger from wherever hell he's from now. Arms of Winds of Change, that's right. Pamela Levy from TheDemocraticDaily.com. And one brave right-winger by the name of Patrick Fry from Paterico. And he's going to be with us live in studio as well. We give him credit for showing up with this bunch. If you don't know me, I blog about, all kinds of things. Corruption, troublemaking, muckraking, all of that sort of stuff. And, of course, with an eye towards election integrity. sort of a quick announcement here. If you haven't seen, well, most people haven't. This is just a film that was just released that I happen to be in, happens to tell my story, if you will, of my attempts to tell the story of Clint Curtis, the Florida software programmer who was asked by Congressman Tom Feeney to create vote rigging software. The film's called Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies. You can get more information at votinglies.com. Or you can go over to Brad Blog. We're giving away as premiums. And maybe later this week, Friday, we'll be able to give away some signed DVDs to callers if we can get some help there for poor Ian Huff, who's working his butt off in Phoenix. thank you, Ian. Give us a call, by the way, 800-989-1480. That's 800-989-1480. We would love to hear from you. Let's grab some quick calls here before we go over to Cliff Arnebeck in Ohio. Rich in Delray, Florida, welcome. Oh, that's right. I forget. I got to do that. Rich from Delray, Florida, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. How are you, sir?
I'm Brad. Truth is all.
Really? Hi, Truth is all. How are you, sir?
Rich actually is the name, but you know me, I'm sure, on the net.
I do indeed, and Rich, and I should let other folks know, Truth is All is the username you use out there on the net, at Democratic Underground, at Brad Blog. You have been following like a madman, and by the way, Rich, I never knew if you were a guy or a girl, so
well,
good
now
job.
You know.
And now I do. You have been covering problems with elections since at least the same moment I really started focusing on them, early morning hours of, November 3rd, 2004.
Actually, before that,
yeah.
2002.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a hell of a job. I wish I could understand more of what you write, because you cover the facts, the stats, the statistics. It's really hard to understand, and I think a lot of the bad guys are counting on that, Rich.
Well, you know, Brad, that's been one of the problems, but I've been trying to make it a little more digestible for the average person.
Yeah.
I would just like to say my work is on truthisall.net. That's my site.
Good.
And from there you could link to any number of postings that I've done on Democratic Underground, on Progressive Independent, on your site, quite a few. Basically, I just wanted to say that I do appreciate all the work that you've done, and you've got a tremendous amount of energy, and I just like to contribute. The best way I know how is through a mathematical analysis. And I just want to say, just to summarize what my basic feeling, as you probably well know, is that the elections have been stolen from 2002, 2004, 2006, we did better than we thought we did in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, I believe that 10 to 20 congressional seats were stolen. My concern is that just like I had determined from my analysis that Kerry won the election quite easily in 2004.
Right.
And in fact, if you look at electoralvote.com, where they have the map, you'll see that the day before the election, he had a 50-point lead in the electoral vote.
He did, and that's why I keep telling people don't look at these polls now. We're seeing 7-9 point leads nationally. We're seeing swing states like Florida with an 8-point lead, I believe it was today in the Quinnipiac poll. Don't believe it. They're going to, you know, do everything they can to keep people from voting at all. And then, yes, they can play with the numbers. It's just that easy. We're going to talk about that with Cliff Arnbeck in a second.
You know, one of the key thing that I came up with, and I wasn't the only one. Other people have come up with the same thing independently.
Yeah.
Which really proves that the election was stolen in 2004, is that the final exit poll was forced to match the recorded vote using impossible weightings, mathematically impossible. In other words, according to the final exit poll, national exit poll,
right,
there were 7 million more Bush voters than there could have been because he had only 50 million votes, but when you deduct the numbers that, you know, who were still living 4 years later,
right,
he had 50 million in 2000. When you go through the simple mathematics, they overstate his returning Bush voter by 4 to 5 or 6 million.
And they had to do that. And Rich, I got to move on, but check out truthisall.net, correct?
Yeah.
Truthisall.net, and I have a feeling you're going to have a long couple of months ahead of us, Rich.
Well,
so,
I keep on, I keep posting every week. I update the polls and the analysis, and people can go to truthisall.net and then link from there. It's the one thing I would say. I know I only have a minute or so, but
yeah, quick.
They should Google the election model. Election model, two words.
All right.
Okay. That will take them, there are literally hundreds of thousands of hits, but my models are right up at the top. And if they want to take a look at the 2008 election model as well as 2004,
yep,
they can just Google election model. It'll give them all the information.
Thanks, Rich.
That they want to see.
Thanks, Rich. I got to roll. Thanks for all you do. Really appreciate it. Boy, there's truth is all right there. Check out his stuff, especially if you're a mathematician, a statistician. He's got the numbers, and he's bothering to go through them when most folks aren't. And I think he's going to have a very busy fall, autumn, like all of us, unfortunately. Sean in Vancouver, Washington. There we go. Sean in Vancouver, Washington. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to give a quick thanks to Senator Sanders, Senator Wyden, Senator Cantwell, Senator Feingold. They all, you know,
voted no.
They all voted no. They dug down deep within themselves and held true to their progressive roots. They all deserve some respect here. But, however, I was surprised. You know, I consider myself sort of jaded, you know, after Panama, SNL, Iraq, all that.
Yeah.
But I was surprised at how heartbroken I was this evening. And I had to remind myself, you know, that DVD, the corporation, is out there, and it talks about how corporations are basically externalizing machines, and they're also psychopathic. The fact is they see the people on Wall Street as human, and they see the rest of us as not quite fully human. So they're simply incapable of empathizing with the 80% of the American people or so who are totally against this bailout. And they looked out, their elite buddies, they are human, and so they, you know, they treated them as human.
It's a great film, The Corporation. Definitely check that out. And yeah, that's what they're doing. The corporations come first. The businesses come first. The people come second. And I hadn't had the chance to look at the yays and nays on that. I'm delighted to hear that Feingold and Sanders voted against it. Thanks,
now, Brad,
for that. Yeah.
Brad, how do you feel about, I mean, Obama and McCain, I mean, both of them are just acting like, you know, Goldman Sachs sock puppets. I mean, it's just, you know,
what are we supposed to do?
I mean, Nader is out there, but what are we supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to raise holy hell. And frankly, yeah, I don't know where you're up in Washington. It's going to be close up there. You know, if you're in a state where you can afford to vote for a third party, vote for a third party. If you're in a state where it's going to, you know, where it's going to cost Obama, cost the Democrats, you know, think twice before you do that.
Well,
we're going to have Cynthia McKinney on Friday, hopefully, to talk about that. But
it seems like now the fox has begun eating the hens. You know, where's the FBI? Where's the Attorney General to raid the Goldman Sachs headquarters and put these people in prison and
nowhere,
their email records?
Nowhere to be found. The Goldman Sachs, they're running the joint.
That's right.
The Treasury Secretary. Thanks for the call, Sean.
Thank
I got to get
Thank
to a break. They're running the joint. You don't wait for anyone. Ain't nobody showing up to help. Who's going to help? You. We the people. This November, but we're going to have to fight like hell for it. Brad Friedman in for Malloy. Cliff Arnebeck coming up right after this break. 16 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Malloy tonight and for the rest of the week. Stop on by bradblog.com for our open thread. Agent 99 is keeping an eye on things over there. And you can also read about how in Ohio now, 12 different counties have these split ballots. And I got a picture of the ballot over there. These split ballots for the presidential race. It's incredible. They're doing it again. And I've got a note into the Secretary of State there, Jennifer Brunner, trying to figure out if they approve this ballot. But you've got four or five candidates in one column. Barack Obama is at the bottom. And then you've got a second column at the very top. They list a couple more candidates. So the fear is there's going to be a lot of people voting twice, not understanding that that's one race. Bad ballot design. 12 different counties in Ohio. Who do you think is going to pay the price for that? Well, we're going to talk in a second with Cliff Arnebeck about that. But I also wanted to make sure you check that story out at Brad Blog, and also the report from CBS News and the Brennan Center showing that there are massive voter roll purges going on in 19 states. People, check your registration. I can't say it enough. Go to votersunite.org. They got a nice page. It's easy. Click in. Make sure you're registered. I don't care if you just voted in a primary last week. Make sure you're registered. And then when it comes to the candidates, all I ask is that you demand that if they want your support, they give you their support. How? By pledging to not concede the election until every vote is counted accurately, and if there are any challenges that they don't concede, they first go to court, do whatever they have to do. And that has been made easy for you at standingforvoters.org. It's a new campaign set up by velvetrevolution.us, which I happen to be a co-founder of, and basically, it gives you the information to give to your candidates to say, we'll support you, we'll help you if you help us by signing the pledge that says, I'm not going to concede this year. And it doesn't count if they just say it out loud the way John Kerry did. No, make them sign their name to it or tell them that Brad says they can go to hell. Standingforvoters.org. Please make them sign that pledge. All right, we're going to jump in here with Cliff Arnebeck. Ohio attorney. I'll see. I got to figure out. Here we go. Okay. There we go. Got him. Cliff Arnebeck, Ohio attorney who has, made some waves out there in Columbus in this long-standing King Lincoln Bronzeville versus Ohio Secretary of State lawsuit. This goes back to 2004. It had been stayed for a long time as the parties were settling, as the new Secretary of State, Democratic Secretary of State Jennifer Brunner, came in. But there have been some, quite a bit of movement there. A fellow by the name of Mike Connell, and I'll let Cliff tell you a little bit about what has happened and this deposition, hopefully, of Mike Connell. Cliff, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Nice to be with you, Brad.
Really appreciate you staying up late out there tonight. Give us a quick idea before we have to go to the break. We'll talk some more after the break. Who is Mike McConnell? Why is he important? And why has that been the interest in speaking to him been enough to let the judge lift the stay and allow you to subpoena Mike McConnell for a deposition?
Mike Connell is a leading information technology specialist for the Republican Party. He has been the IT guy for the two Bush campaigns, 2000-2004, And he's also the leading IT guy for the McCain campaign. And he's had other important responsibilities. He's been doing the email processing for the White House.
For the White House, for the RNC.
He's been doing it for key committees in the Congress, including since they've become under come under Democratic control. And interestingly, you know, perhaps the biggest theft of an election in history was the 2004 election, and much of it focused upon Ohio. And at that critical time, while Connell was the IT guy for the Bush campaign, he was also doing designing the data processing system for the Secretary of State
in
of
Ohio,
Ken
right.
Blackwell. Bit of a conflict of interest. And part of the design of that system included hosting the counting of the votes on election night on Republican Republican company servers based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, called the company's called SmartTech, and this creates the appearance of a real serious compromise in the integrity and the security of the vote counting process.
And SmartTech was his company, right? And that was where, in the middle of the night, I think it was around 1 p.m., 1 a.m., when everyone was looking towards Ohio, looking at that website, all of a sudden the servers in Ohio that were reporting the election results suddenly moved down to Chattanooga, right?
That is at least one apparent anomaly here.
All right. We're going to talk more about that with Cliff Arnbeck here in a second. And just why those servers may have moved to Chattanooga in the middle of election night and whether that will happen again. Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy. More Cliff Arnbeck, more of your calls, more of everything right after this. Back, Brad, in for Malloy, speaking with Cliff Arnbeck, Ohio attorney, and the man, you may have seen him on TV back in 2004. He has been fighting for election integrity in the Buckeye State. Boy, Cliff, I guess I know you're still fighting about 2004 in this lawsuit. Just a quick impression, are we going to have a mess there again in 2008?
Well, one of the questions is whether the margin is going to be so large that it's really not a situation that they can steal, and it's that if it's a landslide or something of that kind of magnitude, as occurred in 2006, that it just would be beyond the pale to try to steal it.
Oh, you don't give them enough credit, Cliff. let me read from Stephen Spoonmore. He's a GOP cybersecurity expert, and I know he's helping you on this case. He's an expert witness in this case, and he worked with this Mike Connell, who ran the Ohio 2004 election website servers and the entire system while he was working for George W. Bush. Here's what he said, what Spoonmore had to say about Connell, and Spoonmore worked with Connell. He says, let's see, Mike clearly agrees, they've talked about these issues in his declaration. He says, Mike clearly agrees that the electronic voting system in the U.S. are not secure. He further made a statement that he is afraid that some of the more ruthless partisans of the GOP may have exploited systems he in part worked on for this purpose. Mr. Connell builds front-end applications, user interfaces, and websites. Knowing his team and their skills, I find it unlikely, says Spoonmore, they would be the vote thieves directly. I believe, however, he knows who is doing that work and has likely turned a blind eye to this activity. Mr. Connell is a devout Catholic. He has admitted to me in his zeal to, quote, save the unborn, he may have helped others who have compromised elections. He was clearly uncomfortable when I asked directly about Ohio 2004. So you have now subpoenaed Mike Connell, and he is fighting to quash this subpoena, correct?
That's correct.
And I want to talk about the reasons why in a second, but one of the things, and the reason this is important, is not so much Connell himself, but is it your belief or Spoonamore's belief that he will flip, so to speak, sing on others, like, for example, one guy named Karl Rove?
Our understanding is that he takes his religion seriously. It's not a, it's not crazy,
right.
And he takes the oath that you take when you you're a witness under oath. He takes that seriously, and if asked proper questions, he will give truthful answers. That's what we're told by Stephen Spoonamore, who's one of the leading, not just one of the leading cybersecurity people in the world, but also someone who has worked with Michael Connell in some pro-democracy activity around the world, as two fellow Republicans interested in that activity. In other words, Stephen Spoonamore is a pretty damn good judge of character, is saying he believes that Mike Connell is a good a person who acts in good faith.
And there was talk about offering Connell immunity if he would talk. Has that occurred?
Well,
we
held a news conference on July 17th,
right,
in which we had Stephen Spoonamore participating by telephone. And in that news conference, we identified Karl Rove as the principal perpetrator of what we believe is a very serious conspiracy that began in 2000 and continues to this very day. And we identified Michael Connell as a key witness to this conspiracy. Because as you know, Brad, the problem with these conspiracies is that the conspirators just don't say, well, hey, let's have a conspiracy and let's just go in a straightforward way to do it.
Right.
They generally, segment it so that there is no one witness who can pull it all together and expose it.
Mm-hmm.
And the most interesting thing about Michael Connell is that he has been doing the IT work in practically every aspect of every phase of this conspiracy, and therefore he is a person who can describe the vulnerabilities of the system, you know, where there were vulnerabilities and who was involved. And
because wherever questionable elections show up in 2000 and 2002, 2004, it seems like Connell is always there in some fashion, or one of his companies.
Well, yeah, it's been the Bush campaigns, and Connell's been doing the data processing design and web hosting, et cetera, web design for those campaigns, and it also coincidentally with other activities on the corporate side. And what we have identified is something that this is not just stealing elections. This is also using corporate front groups to finance and advertise to influence the elections in a fraudulent manner, and he's been an instrument of those activities as well.
Now, has the judge? Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We think that the bad guy is Karl Rove, the guy that's orchestrating all of this. We think that Connell is an important witness, and we believe that. Because we said all this in a news conference back in July. Shortly thereafter, we received a tip from someone within the McCain campaign indicating that that a threat had been made by Karl Rove against Mike Connell, an effort to intimidate him from telling the truth as a witness. And we've reported this to all the authorities,
mm-hmm.
and as part of our doing that, we also said we would like to see Mike Connell and his family given protection from this kind of threatening activity. and we are continuing to urge that and pursue it.
Now, has the judge cleared the way for you only to subpoena Mike Connell, or do you feel you're clear if you want to subpoena Karl Rove? And if you do, you know, people have said, oh, well, he'll just ignore it the way he's ignored all the other subpoenas. He can't do that in this case, can he? Because it's a civil RICO case. Is that correct?
Well, it's not a RICO case yet. It is a civil rights conspiracy case, and but we have asserted the claim. We've put a number of people on notice that we're going to bring. We intend to bring such a claim, and so they're on notice, and they're told to hold documents, not destroy documents relevant to that claim.
And would he be able to, in a claim, if it's not fully civil RICO, would he be able to invoke executive privilege here if he was subpoenaed? Or is that something that, because it doesn't have, well, I don't know. What do you say? Is he able to dodge this one too?
Well, RICO, the state RICO case that we have in mind is a quasi-criminal case. And we don't think that he's going to get away with that kind of privilege. Now, the problem you have is one of if someone is determined to avoid testifying or to delay testifying and employs a law firm to engage in every maneuver to delay,
right?
There are lots of maneuvers that can be done to delay giving a deposition. So.
Oh, it's going to be delayed. They're going to delay, and he's going to, you know, I'm worried that Bush is going to give some blanket pardons out before he leaves. But let me grab a quick caller here from Ohio. Shirley, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hello. I live in Ohio, and I want to thank you both for working so hard for my vote.
I want to thank you for living in Ohio.
Anyhow, what I was calling about is, do you happen to know what counties it is that they're doing the split vote screen?
Yeah, I do, and it's 12.
I'm a truck driver, and I can't get to the internet to read it.
Okay, I will deliver. I will be Google for you, Shirley. The 12
Thank
counties
you.
Where they're having those split ballots are Ashtabula, Athens, Auglaize, Champaign, Delaware, Lawrence, Logan, Madison, Ottawa, Seneca, Shelby, and Wyandotte.
Thank you. I live in Wayne County. Thank you.
In Wayne County?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're okay on this
good.
One. Yeah, but you've got plenty of other problems, so
I know.
Get off the road, get back to Ohio. We need you there.
I told them I have to be home for voting day. That's not a problem.
We need you home for voting day. We need you home before voting day. And
I've
if things
got my kids working for it right now.
And if things work out the way I suspect they might, we might need you home for a few days or weeks after voting day. Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Cliff Arnbeck, stick with us. We're going to be back with some more thoughts and questions for Cliff. And plenty more ahead in the next hour. Green News. Oh, man. Sarah Palin. I'll throw you some media chum. Sarah Palin and her comments to Katie Couric on abortion and the morning after pill. You're not going to believe this. If you haven't heard it, stick around. Brad, in for Malloy, 45F. Only the world but not. Brad Friedman in for Malloy tonight. Here's what Paul Weyrich, the conservative founding father, had to say to a bunch of preachers in Dallas in 1980. This will give you an idea what the Republicans are up to this year more than ever.
Now, many of our Christians have what I call the goo-goo syndrome. good government. They want everybody to vote. I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by a majority of people. They never have been from the beginning of our country, and they are not now. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down.
Yeah. That was Paul Weyrich back in 1980, and the Republican Party has perfected the idea of keeping the voting populace down to keep their leverage in elections up. And this year, once again in the Buckeye State, I fear that the front-end voter suppression that's going to go on, voter purging that is going to go on, is going to be bad. And then the back-end electronic voting mayhem that these guys can cause is going to be bad as well. Cliff Arnbeck is an Ohio attorney, and he is fighting still this 2004 case about what happened in 2004, getting down to the nub of it with this Mike Connell, GOP high-tech guru. I believe it was your partner, Bob Patrakis, down there, Cliff, who called Mike Connell a high-tech Forrest Gump at the scene of every crime. They're trying to subpoena him. They've finally been cleared. The way has been cleared by the judge to subpoena Mike Connell, and Cliff Arnbeck believes the trail will lead hot to Karl Rove. Interesting reason, Cliff, interesting reason that Connell gave to fight the subpoena. He said, when you guys asked for the architecture map for the system that he set up to run on election night for the Ohio Secretary of State in 2004 for that computer system, he said that that was all public records, so they didn't need you. He didn't need to give it to you. But then on the other hand, he said, all of that stuff is confidential, trade secrets, and proprietary information that he can't give you.
Right. A little bit of a contradiction.
Yeah.
They're going to fight. His law firm is going to fight against producing anything or giving any testimony before the election. Just to put this thing in, give it some balance, the Secretary of State of Ohio is Jennifer Bruner, a former judge, highly respected by people, objective people on both sides of the aisle. She is a dream come true as far as the public interest is concerned. What we originally asked for in our King Lincoln case was for the federal court to appoint a special master to oversee the 2006 election to prevent partisan manipulation by Ken Blackwell. Well, we now have a judge of high quality in the office of Secretary of State, and I think everyone who cares about the integrity of the process is really pleased and excited that we have her. And in order for us to pursue Karl Rove and others that we would like to pursue for depositions, in addition to Mike Connell, we have to have the concurrence of the Secretary of State. And, of course, we feel because of her integrity and her competence, her judgment, that we're going to have that concurrence, and so we will be making the effort. Furthermore, Jennifer Bruner is functioning to listen to any news or tips about plans to fraudulently manipulate the 2008 election,
mm-hmm.
and we're authorized to communicate with her directly. So we're communicating information we have directly to her, and she is in charge of making sure the cops are on the beat to prevent this kind of fraud happening. And that's the best hope we have, that the audits and the processes that she puts in place, the supervision she puts in place, will keep the system honest.
We're speaking with Cliff Arnbeck, the Ohio attorney, who's fighting the good fight out there, even going back to 2004. We'll have a minute or two for your calls if you want to give us a shout. 800-989-1480. If you have a question for Cliff about Ohio, we got some other folks on the line. I'm going to get to you guys, I promise, after the top of the hour, because I want to focus on Cliff while we do have him here. Can all of this, I know you said, and one of the reasons you gave for wanting to lift the stay and to depose Connell, was to try to make a difference in 2008 by putting these guys on notice, so to speak. Do you think that this effort will make a difference, and if so, how, prior to 2008?
Our understanding is that there is turmoil within the McCain campaign. The reason for that is that keep in mind that this is a guy that ran in 2000 on the Straight Talk Express.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that that we know have high levels of integrity, including his general counsel, are associated with that campaign. Now you introduce into that campaign Karl Rove, who's a you know, a sociopath. He's been stealing elections since college days, and he has a great deal of power, but it creates a conflict, and particularly so when a courageous person like Stephen Spoonamore steps forward to sound the alarm about what's been going on. And helps us identify a key witness that can really expose this fraud. Our understanding is that there is an internal conflict. We're hoping that in the course of the next, as the campaign proceeds, that the forces of honesty and integrity in the McCain campaign will disown, disavow, expose, and this whole Rove operation will come falling down.
Don't count on it. Cliff Arnbeck, thanks for fighting nonetheless. You're a hero to a lot of folks, and thank you for all that you're doing out there. Boy, I hope you have an easy November.
Brad, thank you for the honest and aggressive journalism that you've provided on this, because there's been a void, and you know it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Keep up the good fight. Let me know how I can help. Cliff Arnbeck from Ohio. There's going to be a lot more in that case, I suspect. If you're hanging on the line, stick with us. We got Sarah Palin coming back after the top of the hour. I know you don't want to miss that. It's Media Chum. Sarah Palin, managing expectations. Not my job. Brad Friedman. In for Mike Malloy. Oh, we're going to have a Green News night. Des, you ready for Green News in the next hour? Yeah? Yeah, okay. Des will be back. All kinds of things. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman. Check us out at bradblog.com. Agent 99. Please be nice to the people there.